Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's the Philosopher's Stone podcast, your friendly neighborhood podcast. We're not trying to be something we're not. We're just out here having fun. We're trying to stay in our lane, you know? We're not trying to make a big splash or ruffle any feathers. Right, Sam?
Splashing in feathers?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right. That means you don't want to upset people.
Yeah.
Right.
Ruffle feathers. We don't want to be tarred and feathered. Could you imagine
how being tarred and shitty feathered? That would be? I mean, yeah, the worst part would be probably trying to clean it off after.
I think you have to peel. You'll have to peel the tar off, and then that's going to take like a layer of skin, right? Or does it kill you? You'd think being covered in hot tar would just kill you.
Yeah, yeah. It's probably hard to take it off because you're dead.
Yeah. Does okay. Wow, we're getting into this quick, guys. We're getting into this quick, but it's the first Google that's happening right now. Does tarring and feathering result in death?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to say yes.
All right. Well, this is from American Battlefield Trust at battlefields.org. While pouring the tar on their skin was extremely painful, the punishment was not meant to be deadly, and no one was known to have been killed as a result of tarring and feathering. They would then cover this tar with feathers, resulting in the person having the humiliating appearance of a chicken or a large bird. Well, I know how that feels, and it's not good. Unfortunately, I can't just take my face off. Being tarred, you gotta do, it's rarely fatal, okay? Let's see what else we got here.
Well, here's the thing.
Skin often became burned and blistered.
If you were covered head to toe completely, and then you would die, wouldn't you? Because that's how Goldfinger would kill people in James Bond Goldfinger. He'd paint them gold, and then that would kill them somehow. Can't breathe or something.
Yeah, but
that's,
I don't know.
That's my source.
Maybe there's different consistencies of tar that you can use. You know, you don't want it to plug up their airways, right? And does it solidify?
God damn it, Larry, you used the fatal tar on him. For fuck's sakes, we just wanted to embarrass him.
That's my sister's husband, you asshole. Well, from what I'm seeing, man, the thing about Google is you can just Google your way to any answer you want. Because now I'm seeing some people saying it was fatal, but it was very rarely used. Yeah.
I'm not going to trust a website called American Battlefields Trust about civil racist atrocities.
It's called trustus.com. Okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go right to the source that everyone can access and change. That's why it's the most legitimate, and that is Wikipedia. All right, let's see what it says here. Feathers thrown into a great hall. Okay, never mind. I don't want to do that. I don't want to read all that. Let's get to the good stuff here. Is it deadly? No. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and say no. It's more embarrassing and painful and then deadly. I'm sure it would take a while to recover from, though.
Yeah, the pictures I'm seeing, they are just partially tarred.
Partially tarred.
They're definitely not painted fully head to toe.
Ooh, I'm seeing a real picture of someone getting feathered in tar. Oh, it's from a movie. Never mind. Yeah. I'm seeing some pictures where they don't tar the face area, just the body. Anyways, I hope it never happens to me. I hope they don't bring it back and do it to me. I'll never live that down.
No, it would be embarrassing. I don't know. Maybe some public humiliation for certain crimes could bring that back.
That actually is not a bad idea. There is kind of happen with, like, you know, being canceled. You're publicly shamed, but it's not like an event, you know?
No, you're not in the stocks or anything like that.
Yeah. The people aren't coming out getting babysitters and coming out to see the public humiliation. If you had to bring it back, and let's say the crime was just theft of over $10,000.
what would your public humiliation be if you were king or mayor or whatever of this town?
And what was the crime?
Well, we'll say theft of over $10,000 for this example.
That's obviously a huge, huge range given me here.
Okay. Well, it's got to be something that you don't want to throw them in jail for, but you definitely want them to be humiliated about.
Okay. Let's say under 30,000.
Or well, under I said, 10. Okay.
You said over 10,000.
Okay. Yeah, that's true. All
right. Which is pretty much everything.
Over five, less than 10. We'll do that.
Okay. Okay. Over five, less than 10.
Mm-hmm.
You are sentenced. Okay. Wait, well, hold on. What is worth $10,000?
Like small a car. Boat. Stay like still. A yeah. Car. Or a small boat. Yeah.
Small boat. Or a
car. You can get boats for really scarily cheap, actually. Same with cars. You just get what you pay for.
Hmm. Okay. Your public humiliation is you will be. This is taking a page from the Dothraki book. Yeah. You will be chained or roped to the back of a car of approximately mm-hmm. the value of the one that you wanted to steal. And then you'll have to be naked as well.
Yes.
And then this car will drive at about 10 miles per hour or 10 kilometers per hour, like a fast walk or a jog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Through town. And maybe it'll do that like for a week every day.
A week. This can't kill the person. Yeah.
No, well, it's not all day. It's just for like an hour or something.
An hour a day for a week.
An hour a day naked. You have to chase along behind the car. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty
good.
And
we'll have to build a road for this. Or I don't know. This could cause a traffic jam. This could cause problems beyond the theft.
And how do you deal with the fact that there's children as he's walking by, like in houses and stuff?
Oh, children. That's a good idea.
What?
Here's what we're going to do instead.
Okay.
All the punishments are for 5 to 10 grand. All the punishments are you are in like the stockades, basically.
Yeah.
And then kids from the local school can come and throw like old tomatoes at you.
Okay. Little veg, like kind of like Cersei in Game of Thrones. They all yell shame and they throw shit at her.
Yeah. Except it's kids. They bring in the kids on a field trip.
Aren't you teaching kids a bad lesson there though? You're going to raise a bunch of savages in your town.
You're teaching them. Don't steal. Don't steal or you're going to get pelted.
Don't steal anything over 5 grand.
Yeah. Or under 10. You're gonna get pelted.
Okay, so kids throwing rotten
that's
vegetables at
getting,
you.
Getting mocked by children is pretty humiliating.
It is, but it's kind of like, you're a kid, so who gives a shit? I don't know. To me, I feel like if you were someone that really didn't have much shame about you, you could easily shrug that off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, one problem that I'm finding with this right away is that the more creative the punishment is, the harder it would be to implement on a mass scale.
Right. Well, let's keep it to like a small town. So we're like, everybody kind of knows each other.
Okay. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Generally, I guess like being forced to be naked in public is pretty humiliating.
Yeah. But some people would probably find it thrilling, and you don't want that, do you?
No. Yeah, so you have to also take into account the psychology of the person. What would humiliate them? Yeah. Well, I mean, if you're so crazy, well, okay, not if you're the kind of person who would like to be naked in public against your will, then it might be impossible to humiliate you.
That's true. If you put in it really depends on the person, right? You could be dealing with someone who would love the attention no matter what it is, you know?
Yeah,
they just love that everybody's looking at them. They don't care why.
Yeah, exactly. Like a big exhibitionist or something.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think the hanging cage in the town square is still a good idea, you know? Make them sweat it out for a day.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, just cages. In the town square, everyone can see you.
Yeah.
Oh, and, maybe you know, nowadays. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
here's what we could do. All right. You've just given me a little light bulb moment, right? Here's the cage. And we still get to bring the kids into it. So that's fun. All right. You got, basically you got the cage suspended over some disgusting, you know, like a big tank of like sewage or something, right? Like a septic sewage, something disgusting, right? And then you put that somewhere in town, away from the restaurant district, so you don't, the smell doesn't ruin everyone's Sunday afternoon. And then there's like a, like, you know, those dunk tanks where you throw the balls?
Yeah.
So you get one of those, but it, when you hit the target, it doesn't drop you all the way. It just drops you like a foot. And so as the townspeople are going about their day, they can choose to pick up a ball and throw it. And you're lowered one more foot towards the septic sludge. And that way, kind of the townsfolk get to ultimately decide how it ends, right? Because if enough people don't throw the ball, you just, yeah, you have to spend the day in the cage. And it probably would suck, but you don't actually end up getting dunked. But if the townspeople really don't like you, they're going to be getting you down there pretty quick, right? Man, I would be such a fucking fun mayor.
Well, I do like that idea, actually.
Right? Because then you can get kids to throw. You can get whatever. You can spend the day down there.
Yeah, it's democratic as well. Everyone gets a vote.
Right, because some people might be like, yeah, he did steal, but like he also like fixed my truck for free last year and stuff like that. You know, he got me out of the snow bank when I crashed my car in there, so I'm not going to throw one. I'm just going to wave at him.
Wow. Should there be like a button that you could throw at that lifts them up away from the sludge?
No.
Or is that, no, that's too far? Yeah.
No. Okay. No. That's because then you're just getting his buddies coming by and just lifting it, like, right? If he has any friends, they're just going to come and hit that button all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you can't allow that.
No.
That's
down only or stay, right?
Yeah.
Now, the guy can plead with you, right? You're just tossing the ball up and down casually in your hand, looking at him, and he's telling you why you should not throw the ball, right? That makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Okay. I like this idea. I like this system. Small town justice.
Yes. A little bit democratic. Everybody gets a little say. It's fun. There's a game involved, right? It's not ultimately cruel. The guy will survive. He's just going to be covered in shit. And even if he doesn't go all the way down into the sludge, he still has to spend a whole day in a cage in the hot sun. So.
Uh-huh. Very cool. Man, I did a Google image search for put them in stocks. And like the first five pictures are all people in like wooden stocks. And then the rest are just like investment charts and images and stuff. Hello? Oh, shit. Well, Jordan has gone.
Oh, sorry. I don't know what happened there. Did that just delete our whole thing?
I'm still going.
You're still recording?
Yours might not be.
Am I in your session now?
No, I see one that says Jordan offline and then one that says Jordan with green.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, this is weird. I don't know what to think about this. Am I a guest now in my own thing?
No, it says you are you.
Oh, my computer is just freaking out. I don't know what the hell has been going on today.
Solar flares, probably.
I don't know. See, I don't see the controls I usually see. I don't know what's going on here. Should we just keep going or should we pause?
Let's keep going.
What, we might not be recording any of this.
Oh, it doesn't say it's recording on your end either?
Well, it says it's recording, but it's...
Yeah, it says it's recording on my end.
All right, I'm going to try something crazy here.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, guys.
Don't disconnect the tether from the space station.
What is going on here? 26 minutes ago.
join session. All right, so there is something going on. We are in a session. I just don't know what's going to happen. All right. Join session. Okay.
Now you're back. Now there's three. Now there's two Jordans.
Hello.
Oh, no. That made it worse.
Okay. I'm going to stop this. Sorry.
Now you sound like Long Legs is possessing you.
Okay. We're back. We have had some technical issues. I hope the first 15 minutes I think we had before we crashed was pure solid gold. We figured out how to humiliate people. So if that doesn't work out, sorry. We're starting a new pod. We're starting fresh. What are we talking about? I don't even know what the hell we're talking about. Oh, I had something that I had seen that I wanted to talk about.
Oh.
What was that? My head anymore. So I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Well, that's fine. We got a listener request.
What?
Well, it's from your brother, but.
Right, I know what this request is.
Yeah, maybe we could. I don't know. Maybe we could try and segue into it. I don't know.
All right.
I learned an interesting fact.
Tell me.
And this was about the Egyptian gods and where did they all come from?
Okay.
And the origin story for the Egyptian gods is basically. Forget how it all happens, but eventually somehow there's the first guy.
Right. The first guy who is what? Ra?
First God. Can't remember the name, but that's not important. The name isn't really important. What's important is that the creator God, the way he created the other gods was, it sounds like if you read between the lines, It sounds like what he did was he masturbated, ate his own cum, and then birthed a boy and a girl. God.
Man, I want to know what the lines are if that's what's in between them.
It's like he created the life force and then he consumed his life force and then from him issued the two gods. Brother and sister, who then had to fuck each other because there's no other gods around.
Well, that's how it goes at the beginning of civilization, right? It's all about incest.
Yeah. And crazy. The first god's name, of course, sounds a lot like Adam.
What is it?
Atom or something, I think.
Adam. Oh, okay. Well, that's disgusting.
First Egyptian deity. Atom. Yeah, Atom.
What do you think was the most sexually depraved era of humanity?
Sexually depraved.
Like in Sodom and Gomorrah level, like, you know, where it was just like, fuck the rules, everybody's banging, you know? You know what I mean? Gang bang. Basically, sun up, sun down, gang bang.
P. Diddy, the freak off.
Oh, yeah, freak off.
1,000 bottles of baby oil? They didn't have that in Egypt. That lube? That's think of too what you much, could do with that much lube.
That is too much baby oil for anything. I don't know. What are you just covering the room in it? I don't get it. You're just slipping around.
Probably, really show probably how tarps were probably laid out.
You can't make tarps tools. Sexy, though, can you? They just don't. They don't. Tarps are not sexy.
No, you have to be on a lot of drugs to... have sex on
you can't just lay out a blue tarp. You would have to have some like Gucci tarp out there. But at the end of the day, it's like how to me it implies
I just saw Long Legs and there's the scene where she goes into the house and there's all the tarps up everywhere.
And
it's like just imagining that those are for cum and baby oil.
God, do you think they get the house cleaned by like really deep cleaned after that, or they just let it fester?
You gotta deep clean it.
Yeah, you gotta. But oil, baby oil, does not come out of fabric very easily, I imagine.
Or maybe it does.
Maybe that's why they go with
baby oil. It's just a weird thing. It's like, is there not, are people having trouble getting wet? Like, what's going on? Why do we need so much oil? Why do we need so much lubrication?
I think it's because I think it's probably, it's like an excessive amount, but I think it's like the point is to have a lot of it.
You never want to be
it's
caught.
It's like a statement.
You want to be caught slipping on the oil is what you want to be. You think Biggie just had a Camelback full of it and was just going around his house to each
little,
freak off?
Little watering kit. Yeah. Oh, man.
You need some? I got some. Man, I can't imagine that. Here's the thing. I've never been to an orgy, and nor do I want to be to one. But it's got to just smell horrific, right?
Yeah, they got to have air freshening stuff going on. Odor control.
Odor control.
Get the HVAC team in there.
Yeah. Crack a window, Diddy. God damn.
If the AC went out mid-orgy, would they call the HVAC company to come? And would the guy walk in and everyone's like waiting?
You got to help us out, man.
This is urgent.
Urgent. It's you know what it is? It's not very surprising that all of these rappers that were basically rapping about their sexual depravity for a lot of the years are now coming out as like they're getting, the castle is crumbling finally.
Mm-hmm.
It took a long time though. The freak offs. How many freak offs do you think he got in? Ugh. Here's the thing about the PDD thing is it like, is it true that he was like banging the young male performers? Like, did Jay Biebs get out of there unscathed? I don't think he did.
Yeah. Oof. Gotta look for clues in his lyrics.
I guess it was a known thing amongst the industry not to go to P. Diddy's parties unless you really want to get weird.
Ah, that's so scary. That's, yeah. Imagine hearing a rumor like, don't go to that guy's parties.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Because R. Kelly's still in jail, right?
Yeah.
And P. Diddy could get put in the same cell, and then who knows how much fucking musical magic could come out of that.
Yeah. Good point. Holy shit. That is a great point. Because they are like, they're fucking good. They're fucking good.
Well, they're good at what they do, and they're also bad at what they're good at doing. They're good at being bad. Yes.
They're good at music. They're bad at being gangsters. Yeah.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Diddy put hits on people.
That's the other thing, is the freak-offs are getting all the attention, but he's also on the hook for firearms crimes and human trafficking stuff.
Yeah, but you know what? Sex sells, all right? That gets the headline no matter what.
Yeah, that's what
gets if we're talking like, say, a Trump, they found him engaging in bestiality, but they also found out that he like burnt a whole village to the ground or something. That's more horrific. You know what I mean? Like he raised a city. He raised a small town. He just burnt it for fun. Burnt everyone's homes.
Yeah, he ordered a drone strike on a little town in Afghanistan.
Yeah, for fun.
Just to watch the missiles. Yeah.
He was making the sound effects as he's watching the screen.
Ping, whizzer, ping.
Oh. Okay, and that is objectively worse than him banging a pig or something. But guess what people are going to be talking about? If both of those videos came out, they're not going to be focused on the blowing up a town. They're going to be focused on the bestiality part, and that's just how we are as humans.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Other than that, I don't know. I think sexual depravity has probably always been pretty bad throughout all of history. I would think it's always been bad. We have more options now for like porn and things like that, which they did not have in the past.
Right. So do you think that here, I think this is the question that our listener was trying to, what are the ethics of porn, but what are the impacts of pornography on modern society? And are there good ones? Is it all bad? Is it all good? And this is an aspect I never thought of before, is that maybe we are actually able to get our rocks off, so to speak, easier now, and that results in less actual depravity in society.
Could be, or it could work us up into a weird state where we don't see each other normally anymore, and makes us worse.
That's true. I think it's with porn, it's just like anything else. It's like, it's probably not a big deal in small doses, but it's when you're like sun up, sun down. This is what I heard about.
Well, they had like porn in the Roman Empire. It was drawn.
They've
always had like naughty pictures and stuff, but
right.
And then obviously I think there was way more prostitution, open prostitution back in the day. So people were legit fucking all legit. The damn time. Just not, no dating apps. They're just paying for it.
Yeah. I don't know. With the porn
that's
thing,
how a lot of babies were born, I think, as well.
What, fucking?
Yeah, out of wedlock, like prostitutes having kids because of poor birth control practices.
Yeah, lots of infant mortality too for a lot of human history.
Yep.
But porn specifically, I think it is probably the best practice would probably be to just not watch it, right? But that's really not. It's not exactly realistic. You know, when it's so accessible and we are all human beings with urges, I think it's kind of normal. Not only is it normal, it's very common practice. Basically, everybody watches porn from at one point or another. Maybe not their whole life, but everybody goes through a period of time where they watch it, I'm sure. But I think what you got to be looking out for is the type of porn that you are watching. That's where it gets shaky, I think.
Mm. I love food porn.
Really? Do you actually?
Well, you know what I mean? Like a cooking video that's shot tastefully?
No.
Tastefully shot cooking video?
That's not what I thought. I think that it's a problem. Pornography becomes a problem when it is preferred. First of all, preferred. Great movie on this, by the way, called Don John with Scarlett Johansson and Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Great movie on the subject of pornography and the effects it has on people. But when it becomes your preferred way to get off, that can be an issue, right? Because it lacks intimacy, and that's kind of, it just becomes like a button you're pressing to feel good, right? There's no, you take out the intimacy completely. And if that becomes your preferred method, then real intimacy can become an issue, right? That's, I think, what is happening with apparently a lot of the younger generation right now are like needing Viagra when they're like 18 because they are
fuck so, off.
I'm not kidding you. That's a real problem. ED in young people is on the rise.
Oh my God.
And some people attribute that to people needing it to be exactly like porn in order to get off. Right.
Look it up.
It's a problem.
Google number two. Google number two.
Can you Google this one?
Dysfunction.
Team EDD. Teen boys Viagra. Google search. You just got to trust me. That's a real thing that's happening. People are having problems getting hard when they're not even, you know, out of their teens. And some people say it's because of porn. That's all I'm saying. All right.
I'm not seeing any headlines saying it's on the rise.
Well, no one wants to publish that, you know?
I mean, on the rise, sorry. Unintended.
I mean, it could be fake news, but it makes sense to me.
Okay, here we go. A quarter of ED patients are under 40. A quarter.
Okay. That's surprising, but not that surprising. I mean, it's not that much. A quarter is a quarter.
Okay, maybe some of it is. All right, I see a couple sources here saying that
young people are needing like dick pills these days because of pornography.
Well, I'm not seeing anything about teenagers. I'm seeing under 40.
Okay.
And I specifically Googled it for teenagers.
I'm glad that Google search is on your computer and not mine.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. I got the breakdown by age. Right. Well, I'm just going
to
Google.
Is this like a specific to Viagra, the brand Viagra?
They still don't have teenagers. It starts at 20. I can't get the data on teenagers.
All right. Sorry. This is just what I've been hearing. All right. This is me, my pulse to the culture, right?
Well, okay.
TikTok. I get on TikTok. I know what the kids are up to.
Yeah. The kids, they're ticking, they're talking. And they're not
ticking, they're talking. They're not. So this is what this is one thing I've heard is that it's harder for people to have sex in real life because they're so used to just doing it with porn, right?
Okay, yeah. I will agree that I've seen the horror stories where the woman is asking and like, my boyfriend can't get hard unless he looks at porn for half an hour and then fucks me or something like that.
Yeah. So I've definitely seen that, yeah. That's something that happens in that movie Don John, because spoiler alert, he's addicted to porn, right? He's this Guido guy, and he's like obsessed with Scarlett Johansson's character because she's looking like a porn star, basically. And he's just like, oh, man, she's the hottest thing ever. That's all I would want. And then so he finally gets her. He's dating her, and then he bangs her. And then immediately after, when she's asleep, he sneaks out and watches porn and jerks off to that instead. Mm. Immediately after, and she catches him. And that's where the rising action of the movie. But it's a good movie. Actually, it is a good movie on this subject. But we talked about my theory on cucking and why that's becoming popular, or maybe it always was. But I think it's becoming popular because of pornography, and the way that people view it is usually from the third person, right? So you're looking at two people fucking and you're the cameraman. That's how people would probably, I think most people would watch porn. So they're used to seeing sex from that angle.
See, that's okay. Yeah. I do get that, but yeah. Here's like maybe a counterpoint to that. Most normal people, when they watch porn, they don't think like, man, I'm so glad I'm watching this right now. They think, man, I wish I was in the video. I want to be in the action.
Yes.
That's the normal feeling.
I'm saying that might be what they're thinking, but their mind is attaching the experience of sex to the third person view of it.
So it's like, a bug almost in the system, you're saying.
Yes, I'm saying they've trained their brain to think of sex from that angle of watching someone else, two people bang and you're on the couch, right? And I think that might be part of the reason why some people are getting like, they need to see it from that angle in order to like trigger those buttons in their brain.
Okay, yeah. I would agree to an extent. I think there also has to be, I mean, you might be like, apparently that's what Diddy would do. He usually didn't engage himself in the freak offs. He just watched. But
what? Really?
He watched and like forced them to keep doing it.
Was he cranking down, or was he just sitting there smoking a cigar? Cause that's a whole nother thing that we're talking about then.
I think it's probably more the second one, the cigar. I think he just forced people, cause it was a lot of the allegations are wasn't consensual. And he was just like, getting people, you kept giving them drugs to make them keep going and stuff like that. So he's just watching as like a power thing. But I think for like a couple, I think if a couple likes to do the cucking, I think there has to be a psychological thing about like some sort of psychological thing going
like
on.
Like a humiliation kink of something?
Yeah, humiliation or something where you want to see your partner get fucked by somebody else turns you on. Don't know why.
It's like it's almost like they get off on the fact that their wife is cheating on them. Almost like it has to be something like humiliation. That's such a bad one to get something. Though, hey?
Yeah, something. Anyway.
Avoid getting a humiliation kink if at all possible.
Yeah. But if you have one, enjoy. I would say.
You think there's nothing wrong with that?
No, absolutely not. No. Nothing wrong with that.
Do you think that that wouldn't lead to like a poisoning of the well in the relationship after a while.
Like the constant cucking. The cucking never ends.
I can't handle. It's constant. The cucking is constant. I gotta get out of here.
Well, because you would have to imagine that these people don't have the like something would have to make them jealous. You would think in theory, right? There's everybody experiences jealousy some way somehow. So even the cuckers have to have something that triggers their jealousy. But if it's maybe they've linked sexual arousal with jealousy, which is not a link I want to make ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Should research it. I wonder if there's like an aspect of where it's maybe the opposite of where bringing it back to P. Diddy. Maybe they feel like a pimp. Like they've got
And look how hot this guy thinks my wife is. I bet he wishes it was his wife, right? That type of thing.
Yeah, and I'll let you fuck him because I can.
I don't know if that's what it is.
I don't know. It could be a whole. I think there's probably a whole bunch of different reasons.
Yeah, there's also the swinger aspect where they're like, "Oh, you can try mine if I can try yours," type of thing, right? They're like willing to give up that piece of their life in order to explore other options.
Yeah, but I think you might be right too that people just like sort of get conditioned to get turned on by watching a sex act.
Yes, and not being involved in it. It's like when they're actually doing it, it's not as hot to them.
Yeah. Yes, it's interesting. The only other things I can think of where that makes sense is like spectator sports where you don't want to do it because you're too lazy.
I want to watch my wife have sex. I don't want to have to put in the effort to do it myself.
Yeah, let's get Bill. Bill's great. Bill has great stats. Let's get great, Bill in here. I'll order some wigs. here we go. This is my Super Bowl. Yeah.
Well, what do you think's going to happen in these states down south that are banning pornography? Do you think that's going to lead to what do you think the outcome of that is going to be? I think it's going to just be. Like people are just not going to stop watching porn just because it's illegal. I think the majority of people that have had it as a regular part of their life are going to find out a way to keep doing it.
Honestly, they probably all have interest in what do you call those the web services that block your IP address or change it. Mm-hmm. What are those called?
Like VPNs.
VPNs, yeah. So the people making it illegal are probably in business with VPN companies.
Oh, you think this is a conspiracy? That's
my horrible, cynical take of how are the politicians trying to sell us this time.
Oh, that's actually genius. You own a VPN, you ban porn, you make you heavily advertise that VPN in those counties where it's illegal.
Yeah.
Bob's your uncle. And you make the VPN call it, like, you give it, like, a sexy name. Like
cuck. Cuck VPN.
Sneaky weasel VPN. V-Pervan, something like that. V-Pervan. Perv Ninja.
Perv Ninja.
Something that leaves no one to try and figure. Like, this VPN is specifically designed for you to watch porn in illegal, where it's illegal.
Yeah. those states, I don't know. I can't imagine like what the societal impact of not having porn available. I don't know. People would probably just get better drawing titties. I don't know. Our imaginations would get better, maybe.
Do you think that this is like going to be like a police knock on your door type situation, or are you going to get like a fine in the mail?
It's just like another one of those things where it's like the Airbnb law. Like, how do they ever enforce that? Like, how do you enforce someone not looking at porn with a VPN?
It's just insane. It's unenforceable unless they put together a special team
Their entire job is to stop people from watching porn.
So dumb. Yeah, mainly what they want, I think what they want in those states is they want you to have to present government ID to get into the website.
Oh, they're not doing an outright ban? Are you sure about that?
I'm pretty sure basically what happened is these states made laws where that's what you have to do. And Pornhub, in return, blocked those states from accessing
itself. They think that's discrimination. You shouldn't need ID to whack off, eh? Is their main concern just like exposure of porn to underage people?
That's what they claim it's for, yeah. Yeah.
Mm. So they're not against adults watching it. I thought there was an outright ban, but maybe not.
They're definitely for making it harder to watch it.
Do you think that is just simply a religion? It's rooted in religion?
Yeah, maybe, right? Like, maybe. Christianity.
Because if it's not, then why do you care? Like, why do you care if you... Why would you want everyone to stop unless it's rooted in religion? I feel like most of the conservative policies are kind of go back to religious dogma.
Yeah. No shit. Yeah.
just Captain Obvious over here, just speaking my mind.
Yeah, I don't know. That's strange. Maybe they think it'll make it'll stop hurricanes or something.
Look, here's what we're going to do. We're going to this is how we're going to handle natural disasters, right? All right. We're going to make sure no one's jerking off, right? We're going to keep God nice and happy up there. And for all those sinners in the Democrat states, when they get the hurricanes coming our way, what we're going to do is we're going to nuke the hurricane, and that'll clear it right up.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
I love how Trump actually suggested that, but I'm also like, imagine if that worked. Yeah. part of me wants to believe it would work, you know.
Was there a great meme where Michael Bay was pitching that to him or something? Oh, I can't remember.
Like a big hurricane coming, and then you drop a nuke into the middle of it, and like somehow that disrupts it, and as crazy as it sounds initially, I think.
No, it could theoretically work. It's just I mean, there's obvious problems with blowing up a nuke in the middle of a hurricane.
And then if it just keeps going, now it's just a radiated hurricane.
I think one of the other ideas was like spray tons and tons of gasoline into it or something and light it on fire. I think that was another one.
Okay, you know what? That's funny because on the latest Twisters movie, have you seen it yet?
Yet? I'm not seeing this movie.
What? You're not seeing Twisters? No. God damn it, dude. You gotta do it.
Hell no.
Dude, smoke a fat joint and then watch it and you will have a good time. And you will love... It's fun to just make fun of. But anyways, the point is the main character, her whole thing is she's developed this way to collapse tornadoes by... I think she like shoots this weird mixture of chemicals into it. Storm
from X-Men?
No. She is not, although she easily could have segued into that just based on her like autistic ability to predict storms.
Yeah, if she accidentally drank the fluids and then became a mutant.
Yeah,
I would see that movie.
Her whole thing was like you have these barrels full of this chemical and then you leave them right in front of the tornado and it sucks them up. And somehow there's a chemical reaction that kills the wind or something.
Cool.
So, you know, maybe Donald Trump was kind of onto something there.
Yeah, maybe he was.
Light it on fire.
Light it on fire. yes. It's a good solution to most problems.
Oh, man. I was watching his rally live in Pennsylvania, and he kept on saying over, he said it multiple times, that boxer in the Olympics was trans.
Oh, no.
He said it many times. And then he started talking about like, and she got hit with a couple jabs, and he was actually like pretending to box.
Oh no, he's gonna get sued again.
Multiple times he said she is trans. He's like, she won the winner of the boxing gold medal. She was a trans lady. Like he kept on saying that thing that was has been disproven over and over again. And then the other thing he said that was crazy is he wants quick trials and quick executions for all drug dealers. He's like, I talked to the president of China and I asked if he had a drug problem. He said, no, we don't have a drug problem. And I asked why. He's like, because we kill all the drug dealers. And he's like, I like that. I like that idea.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay. Yeah. So two things. She's sued J.K. Rowling, so you can bet she will sue him.
Well, that's such an irresponsible thing to say. It's Trump, so it's not really surprising at all. But
yeah.
Holy shit, dude. He's got to stop riffing. This is what he does. He'll riff, and then when he starts losing his train of thought, he'll jump back to one of his main core points about immigration and the economy, and then he'll start riffing off again until he hits a wall, and then he'll go right back to one of his main points.
Yeah, I've heard pretty good. I think it's pretty clear he has ADHD. I think.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I don't know about dementia and all that other stuff, but appears to have ADHD.
Yes. No, that was pretty clear when I was watching his interview with, I think it was Theo Vaughn or something.
Yeah.
It was just like, you could not stay on an idea for a whole sentence. Like no. You ask him a question and he cannot stay on that question to save his goddamn life.
No. Yeah. He reminds me of like me when I'm like had the most caffeine I've ever had. Like that's what he reminds me of. He reminds me of like if I have a little attention deficit, I think.
And, me too.
He definitely reminds me of me at my like most distractible.
Reminds me of me when I took MDMA and smoked a joint and had like 5-second memory.
Yeah.
but would not stop talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no like idea what I'm saying. Just random thoughts coming out of my mouth.
Yeah, he's like a person. Yeah, he's like somehow on stimulants that don't help him focus. They just make him go faster.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just unfocused, stronger.
Yeah. Well, what about the other thing? The quick trials for drug dealers. Well, we opened this. I don't know if that's going to be lost to the technical difficulties, but we opened this with a discussion of humiliating people for their crimes.
Right.
You know, a more medieval style of punishment. But yeah, now he's got this quick trial idea, which they did. They've done that in a lot of countries. Like the Philippines, Duterte put in a thing where you could basically just go and shoot someone that you accused of being a drug dealer. It would be okay.
Yeah, that wouldn't lead to a ton of innocent people being put to death.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, did you read up on the guy they just put sentenced to death when they like the people, even the prosecutors were trying to get him off death row because they thought that there's a possibility he was innocent based on new evidence. And like there was a huge petition from like the defense and the prosecution were all trying to get people to like sign a petition to get him off death row. And then the governor's just like, nah, let's just fucking kill him anyways.
Yeah, that sounds about right for the U.S. justice system.
Yeah. Terrible. That's like the worst thing that's a huge fear.
Yeah. The worst part about the justice system or like usually the worst part of like the most, like you see all like the time, like horrific crimes are committed. And on the one hand, like, oh no, the person was released too early. Why did they release this person so early? They should have known better. And then you've got stuff like this where they literally just kill someone who's probably innocent because and it's the end of the day. It's like the real problem is the justice system is so monolithic and like bureaucratic that stuff like this happens all the time. And there's no one thing you can do that would like stop this stuff from happening because it's a systemic problem. And would we fix that systemic problem if, you know, you catch someone dealing drugs, you know, just shoot him right then and there. Why not?
I didn't think you'd be so on board with this.
Well, I'm trying to put out a hypothetical, right? Because we see justice is cumbersome. It can be slow. Sometimes.
Well, in our town, in our country, in our city, it is like legitimately like catch and release if you do something horrific.
Like, yeah, in Canada. Yeah.
People like attempt murder and they're out on the street like within a week. It's insane.
Yeah, and that's due to a large number of reasons. And one of them is there's not enough space to keep people because their trial dates are going to be so far away from when they actually commit the crime, right? You're talking years before they actually get to trial, if it goes to trial. But anyway, it just moves so slowly. There's no space to keep people in the jails. So what are they? They have no other options.
Well, they should build some jails. But if the problem is like if your trial isn't for 2 years and they keep you in jail for 2 years and you turn out to be innocent, then it's like you're going back to court to sue the government.
Yep. Exactly. Now people have to pay even more money in massive injustice. And on top of it, if you stay in jail for 2 years and then go to trial, you'll just be set free as soon as your trial's done because they'll be like, oh, you served 2 years in jail. That's credit served towards your sentence. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Yeah. Time served.
Yeah. So it's like, so you can see why if you're in the Philippines and you're Duterte, you're like, man, can I just shoot these people instead?
Yeah. Then you're like, I don't really like my neighbor. I'm pretty sure I saw him giving out little bags of white stuff. Did anyone else see that? Yeah. Yeah, you saw that? Yeah, I saw that too. I'm pretty sure he's dealing coke over there. Bang. Yeah. Now you get to swim in his pool.
Yeah. So I did another Google, third Google.
Third Google.
Third Goog. And man, yeah, thousands of people have been killed in the Philippines. But it doesn't look like there's very official numbers.
And it's like, what accounts as a drug deal, you know? Like, is there a certain weight that needs to be moved? Is it a drug deal if I just give my buddy a bag of weed? Is that a drug deal? Even though I didn't take any money from him? Or if, like, what if it's just, you're just giving someone some drugs? Is that a drug deal?
Yeah.
Does there have to be a transaction? Or is it just you're caught with drugs and you're killed?
There has to be a meeting of the minds, as they say in contract law. A meeting of the minds. Both people have to sort of be in agreement about this exchange.
Right.
Yeah.
So you can't just throw drugs at someone and be like, he's got drugs on him. Bam.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a drug deal. No. Yeah, you can't put drugs in someone's pocket and say that was a drug deal. Or you can't like sell someone, give someone what you say is baking soda, but really it's cocaine. That right. would not be a drug deal. The person thinks they're buying baking soda, right? So there's no meeting of the minds on what is being exchanged. Yeah.
That can bring us right back to the banning porn thing, right? Are dick pics now illegal or is home video illegal? If you film yourself and send it to someone, is that you going to jail for that? Quick trial?
Quick trial. Yeah. 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 I don't know. I think, I don't think banning porn would solve very many problems in society. No.
I think it's more of just a gesture to satiate the religious evangelists in the Bible Belt, basically. So the governor can be like, see what I did? I'm working towards eliminating any impurities in our, everybody's going to be Christian soon. Cause I don't think it is enforceable. And if you think it is, you're an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dick pics going to be flying. Dick and tit pics going to be flying all over those states. That's all you're doing. You're taking it. You're making, all you're doing is making, what do you call it? Everybody's going to have little porn startups in their garages. They're just going to make it themselves. Like, it's the prohibition ages of porn. So people are going to be
amateur porn.
Amateur porn all over the place.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. That's the best.
Hell yeah, dude. Sounds awesome.
Little cottage industry. Well, yeah, it looks like they tried this experiment in the Philippines. and the collateral damage may have been a bigger problem than the original problem that they tried to solve.
Of course, if you're giving quick trials and quick executions, like, people are going to be, innocent people are going to be falling through the cracks like nonstop.
Yeah. So So here's one example. This is from a New York Times article. So this person, Rami Beyunyan's 7-year-old son, Jefferson, was fatally shot in the city of Caloocan in April 2019 after he witnessed a killing in their neighborhood. So he saw the police do an extrajudicial killing and then they killed the kid.
What the fuck? The police can just kill you on the spot?
Yeah, that was like literally what was going on. So like over 30,000 people have been killed.
Oh my, so no trial?
No. Yeah, that was the thing, is like you don't actually even have to do a trial. You could literally, they could literally just kill people on the spot.
Wow.
They had immunity. Duterte gave them immunity.
That for the is killings. Insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. Wow. Wow. Well, that sounds like a fucking nightmare. So I don't know. I couldn't believe that was coming out of his mouth when I was watching. I was watching him live, and I only caught him because he was on my like Facebook Live, like as I was scrolling, and like I watched for maybe 5 minutes, and in that 5 minutes, the most insane shit came out of his mouth. Yeah. And I expected that to be like blowing up on the internet after the fact that he said these quick trial things and reiterated the known lie that it's that girl was a trans woman. And he did the afterbirth abortions claim again. He's just doubling down on everything. It's insane to me. But whatever. Who cares? You know? Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Yeah. The tough on crime stuff is funny, because that just, people love to hear that, because like they think like, oh, if you could just go and shoot drug dealers, problem solved. Mm-hmm. Right? The problem, right? Because people think that problems can be solved just by, you know, killing people or locking them up. But the problem is that every day more people are born. We can't stop it. Every day more people are born. This is just happening. And they keep growing up and turning into fucking pieces of shit. And that's the real problem.
Well, I can't say you're wrong, honestly. That is the problem.
It doesn't matter how many jails you build. People keep getting born and becoming shitty. What are you going to do?
There you have it. That's Sam's assessment of our problems, is the fact that people keep getting born and growing up into being pieces of shit. And that is
exactly. We need to somehow catch these people after they are born, but before they become a piece of shit, and fix it.
Okay. Well, I don't know how you propose to do that, but
child services, that didn't work. No.
The problem is that you don't know, you can't see that they're going to be a piece of shit until it's too late, right? Like, how do
it's
you know?
Very gradual, yeah. Yeah.
Which kid's going to be a piece of shit and which one isn't? How do you know? You know?
Yeah. If it's really obvious from the get-go, then you can deal with it. But yeah, most of the time, by the time they're out in the world, no one has known.
Well, that leads us back to a great way we can treat assholes is using public humiliation. I think you're actually onto something there. Public humiliation should come back full swing. All right. The entire town's coming out to see this, and you're embarrassed, and maybe a little physical discomfort, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Let the townspeople decide. We like Pontius Pilate and Jesus and Barabbas, you know? Let's bring the drug dealers out and let's all cheer for whether we want them to be, whatever, thrown into a shark tank or something.
Hell yeah.
Yep. That should be another thing, is like, instead of really like executing people by the government executing them, you put them in a situation where like chances are they're going to die. But hey, if it's God's will, they survive, right? You know, you put them into a little cage with a Bengal tiger. You put them into like a conservatory, like a little acreage, right? And it's all walled and caged off. And their punishment is they have to kind of survive in this little arena with an angry Bengal for a week. And if they make it out,
hey, your slate is cleared. But most of them get got.
Ah, I like that.
All right.
Very,
well, there we go.
Pure form of justice. Let the tiger decide.
Let the tiger, the god, god and tiger will decide your fate.
Yeah, that's a great idea, actually.
And then there's like, you end up getting like a rotation of tigers that have like bad reputation, like reputations for like having high, a high kill rate. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, fuck, which tiger did I get? Oh, no, I got Jafar or whatever. Jafar. You know? Jafar is the most deadly tiger in our county.
Can I have Tigger instead, please?
Yeah. Where's that one with the limp? Can my lawyer get that lined up?
I want that one. They just fed him like an entire cake. I want that.
Yeah. it was his birthday. They gave him a cake. Your lawyer's trying to get you the least violent tiger.
Look, yeah, we want John E. Tiger is one of the best tigers.
We believe that we want Grumpy the Grumpleton. He's 25-year-old tiger. Stripes are fading. Okay, let's wrap this up. I believe we have 15 minutes of the first attempt at this podcast that is still going to be listened toable. So I'm going to send that both version to you. You'll stitch them up with the magic of whatever you use, and then that'll be the podcast. How do we feel about that?
Yep. All right. Yeah. Yes. I will use my magic.
Okay. We'll talk to you next week.
Never mind. I can't remember the spell.
All right. That's our podcast. Don't watch too much porn.
Well, how much is too much?
Wow. That's up to you, Sam. Bye. The Philosopher's Stone.